This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much, as always, for spending a little bit of your very precious time with me. I'm really excited about today's episode. It came to be a little spontaneously, and I will tell you exactly how that happened. Short version is, about 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago now, my fall 12 weeks to transformation groups kicked off. That is where I work with a relatively small group of people and really coach them through the process of creating sustainable change for 12 weeks in lots of different ways. There are daily coaching audios 7 days a week. There's weekly challenges. There's a journal. There's a private Facebook page, all of that kind of stuff. And I love to learn from my clients. And I learn the most when it feels a little chaotic, which is usually the case when it begins, which happened recently. Starting out, because people are emotionally invested in this, they are financially invested in this, there can be a lot of questions. There's often a lot of fears and sometimes even some confusion. And that kickoff process and all of the feelings and all of the anxieties and the apprehensions and the desire to do things right and the past struggles and the future fears, it used to kind of stress me out. I used to want to pump the brakes and just scream like, everybody calm down. Fortunately, now I have a slightly different approach, a slightly more productive approach for myself in my own life. When I start to feel that chaotic energy from any of my groups or any of my clients or just in my own life, if I start to feel overwhelmed or frustrated, I ask myself a few questions. Oftentimes, it can be as simple as, what am I learning from my clients? Sometimes the answer is, they need a little bit more clarification on XYZ, right? If there's a lot of like, what did you mean by, and I'm getting email and email and email with the same thing, what am I learning takes me out of the energy of the problem and into the energy of the solution. When I ask myself, what am I learning from them, it often reminds me that I have an opportunity to be a better teacher, to be a better coach. More often than not, the question, as I start to journal about it, as I start to ask myself, you know, what are they teaching me? I'll ask myself, what is most important? In my relationship with them right now, what do they need from me? These kinds of questions help me be a better coach, right? Because it allows me to see, are people focusing on things that maybe don't matter right now or don't matter most right now? And how can I effectively communicate that? What are the things that do matter? What are the things that don't matter? What skills or perspectives do I feel they need in order to become more successful, to create more progress, and to struggle less? Typically, if I take a minute or two, it's rarely longer than that, to just write down my thoughts on those questions, I immediately feel not only less stressed out or less agitated, but much more clear on how I can help. So what happened recently, in fact, just yesterday, I was between two workouts. I had to go into the gym early for a makeup workout I had intended to do the day before, but scheduling-wise, couldn't make it happen. And then I had a workout, a one-on-one workout with my trainer. In between those two workouts, I was checking my email while I was cooling down waiting for my trainer, which is actually a great opportunity. I didn't share with you a workout I loved recently. So we'll get back into this story in just 1 second. But a workout I loved recently was the one that I did earlier yesterday. It was a 500 meter row on the rowing machine, right? You sit down, you pull. 500 meter row, 400 meter run, three rounds. So you do, no rest, as fast as possible. 500 meter row, 400 meter run, 500 meter row, 400 meter run, 500 meter row, 400 meter run. Then 400 meters, for those of you that don't know, is a quarter of a mile. Quarter of a mile. Then after that, three rounds, you rest for 5 minutes. Then you do a 250 meter row followed by a 200 meter run, three rounds. So 250 meter row, 200 meter run, 250 meter row, 200 meter run, 250 meter row, 200 meter run. It was a tough workout. I wanted to die when it was over. But instead of dying, I had about 20 minutes to cool down but stay warm before working out with my trainer. So I did some stretching and some foam rolling, and then I hopped on the Airdyne bike just to keep moving so that I didn't, you know, cool down my muscles too much, get my heart rate back down but stay warm enough for my next workout. I hopped on the Airdyne bike with my cell phone, checked my email. My inbox was blowing up with questions and comments from clients that are very new in this 12 weeks to transformation process. And they were a little stressed. Many problems coming into my inbox, not related to the 12 weeks to transformation, but related to their own desire to create change in their lives. And sometimes when I'm not at home and I see all these emails coming in, I can get a sense, as I'm sure we all do, of like, oh, I should be responding to these emails, but I'm at the gym right now and I can't really respond. So instead of getting agitated, I opened up the notes app on my phone and started going through these questions that I use when I start to get flustered. What are my clients teaching me right now? If I had a magic wand and I could change their perspective in a way that would help them help themselves, what perspective would I want to give them? And I spent a couple minutes writing. And as I did, I thought, if I feel this way, if I want them to have this perspective, I have to communicate it. And it's really easy for me to do that within the construct of my groups through our daily coaching audios or our weekly challenges or just email. But I decided to turn my notes to myself about my clients into a podcast. The three things that I'm going to share with you today are the three things that if I had a magic wand, I would want to poof, make as perspective changes because I believe they would help you help yourself. But as you listen to them, please keep in mind that these are not ideas. These are not things for you to understand, agree with, nod along with. They are things for you to practice. Because understanding doesn't really help. The only thing that helps us is our practice, our actions. Live these three things out in your moments through intentional practice. So these are the three things that if I had a magic wand and I could change your perspective in these three ways because it would help you help yourself, this is what I would do with my magic wand. The first one is I would give you a lighter perspective. I would have you lighten up. Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take your struggles so seriously. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all for being ambitious. I am all for being goal-oriented. But if it's making you miserable, you're doing it wrong. If it's making you miserable, you're doing it wrong. Even if you're overweight, life can still be good. Find the good. Don't put your blinders on and block out all the good and only focus on what's wrong. Life's too short for that. No matter what is wrong, there is still so much more that is right. Give your energy to that too. You can pursue your goals happily. Don't put happiness out at this future marker. You'll be happy when, and in the meantime, you're going to miserably try to get there. No. You can want to change your body and be happy at the same time. You can work to change your body and be happy at the same time. You can make mistakes and be happy at the same time. You can make missteps and be happy at the same time. You can pursue your goals joyfully, and you should. If you are miserable in the pursuit of change, you're doing it wrong. Really, really wrong. You can take things seriously without being so serious. Friends, joy is a choice. So please stop choosing to be so unhappy. I get it. Life could be better. You want to be healthier, more fit, more financially stable, in a better relationship, whatever it is. I get it. Me too. But we can be happy at the same time. We can take change, growth, goals seriously without being so serious. We can want more and be happy today. We can be trying to get somewhere and also enjoy where we are. Stop taking everything so seriously. Stop getting so mad. Stop getting so frustrated. Stop feeling overwhelmed, being so irritated over every little thing. And if you're thinking right now about how hard things are and how stressful they are and how I just don't get it, why are you convincing yourself to be unhappy? You can have stress in your life and choose not to be stressed. You can have things that are less than ideal and still choose to be joyful. You can stop and sing your favorite song, dance in your kitchen, go for a walk and just enjoy the breeze. Play a game. Laugh at your spouse. Joke with each other instead of arguing over stupid stuff. I'm sure we all know somebody in our lives that is just always frazzled, stressed out, tired. It sucks to be around that person. Don't be that person. The other day, I posted a blog. Did you know that there's a blog on primalpotential.com? It's not just the podcast. What? Yeah, it's true. I wrote a blog just the other day about a book that I took away from my Master's Club book swap. And the book is called Heart Talk by Cleo Wade. And it's just little short ideas, little short poems. And one of them says, "With every new day and every new minute, we have the opportunity to reset our attitude and change our perspective. There will always be people and circumstances that trigger our anger, sadness, or resentment. But when we allow those emotions to stay on a loop in our minds, that is on us, not on them. Instead, if we let it go and allow the new day to bring new energy, we are given a clean slate to really understand what is upsetting us and problem solve from a place of freshness rather than a place of hostility. When we have a better attitude, we create better solutions and we have a better life." I love that. Let every moment bring in new energy, good energy, positive energy. Choose to practice laughing more. Choose to practice letting stupid stuff go. Choose to practice smiling, dancing. Choose to stop complaining. Choose joy. I've shared with you guys that I have a sign over my kitchen sink that says "Travel Light," and it reminds me, don't take everything so seriously. Have more fun. You can want change and be happy. You can take your goals seriously and not be so serious. Travel light. That is the first and arguably most important thing I would do with my magic wand. The second is, I want to give people the perspective of solutions now versus problems yesterday. Or problems 5 minutes ago, or problems tomorrow. Solutions now. If I could wave my magic wand, I would want people to spend less time talking about everything in the way. Everything they've struggled with, the details of their past and their problems and their fears and their struggles. And I would instead have them take all of that energy and give it to the solution, to how they can participate in the solution today. every day I get emails from people who are just talking about the problem in the past or their fears or their struggles. And I get it, like, we want to be heard, but help yourself. Help yourself. On most days, it's along the lines of, I'm stuck, I can't, I don't know what to do, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm menopausal, I'm an emotional eater. Okay, cool. You've told me the problem, but what can you do? Right? You've told me what you can't do, you've told me what you've done wrong, and none of that takes us anywhere good. Tell me what you can do. Tell me about today. Tell me what is possible today. Tell me what you are able and willing to do today. Give your energy to the solution. Give your energy to what you are able to do today. I want that perspective shift for you. And if I could wave my wand, I would shift people out of the pattern of focusing on what's in the way and what's wrong and why it's wrong and for how long it's been wrong and all the things they've tried. And they would take that precious energy and they would give it to what they can do about the solution today. That's it. Something you have to practice, something I have to practice. When you find your energy in the problem, in the past, in the fear, redirect it to the solution today. What I can do today is, what I will do today is, what is possible for me today is. And the third and final thing I would do with my magic wand, you could call my magic wand my podcast, if you will. The third perspective shift that I would grant to you to make your life easier and happier is you would no longer, ever, under any circumstances, tell yourself you can't. One of my friends tells his kids that can't is a four-letter word not allowed in their home. If I could wave my magic wand, can't and couldn't would be gone. The reason this came up when I was on the bike writing in my notes app waiting for my trainer was because I have this visceral reaction when I get emails and I have to redirect myself to, okay, what am I learning from my client in this email? How can I help them? Instead of being like, I hate when people say I can't stop. Yes, you can. You've got to stop telling yourself you can't. Whether it's an email that says, I just couldn't stop myself from that, da, 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 I can't seem to get out of bed today. Yes, you can. You didn't choose to, but you can. You are able. There is no issue with your capacity. There is an issue with your perspective. If you tell me when I'm exhausted after work or when I'm over emotional or when my spouse and I get in a fight, I just can't stop myself from eating. Yeah, you can. You're lying. When you say you can't, it's not true. And that perspective is your biggest problem. You can. I tell my clients all the time when they say, like, I just couldn't stop. I knew I shouldn't do it, but I just couldn't stop myself. I say to them, look, if I were there in your kitchen as you made that decision and I said, if you don't do it, if you manage to stop yourself, I will give you $1 million right here, right now. It would be the easiest thing in the world. You'd be like, what's the catch? Really? Okay, give me the million. Nothing changed about your capacity in that moment. The only thing that changed was your perspective. The issue isn't your ability, isn't your capacity. It's what you believe, what you tell yourself. So I want you to eliminate those words. I can't stop. I couldn't help myself. Not true. Not true. Maybe you made a choice that you wish you hadn't made, but it has nothing to do with your capacity. When you tell yourself you can't, you are limiting what is possible for you based on a lie, based on a story, based on something that isn't true because you can. So of these three, not taking yourself so seriously, not telling yourself that you can't, focusing on the solution today instead of the problem of yesterday or the worry about tomorrow, which of these three are you going to begin practicing every single day? Which of the three do you think will make the biggest difference in your life? And what are you going to do with it? When? How? These aren't ideas. These are things I want you to practice. Before we go, I want to talk about something else that came up with my clients, and we're going to take kind of a hard right turn and talk directly about Thrive Market. About a year ago-ish, plus or minus, I don't really remember when, I brought Thrive Market on as my first podcast sponsor for one reason. They make eating well more affordable and more convenient, period. They make eating well more affordable and more convenient. And yes, I know they're only serving the United States for now, and I give them credit for that, right? They're being responsible and growing slowly so they can do it well instead of doing it fast and sacrificing service and quality. I think a lot of people hear me talk about Thrive Market and immediately tune out because they think it's a promotion. But when it came up in the Q&A the other night, I was like, this is why I allowed them to sponsor the show. And I use that word very strategically. I allowed that. I say no to 99.9% of the company's product services that want to be featured on the show. I said yes because they make this easier and more convenient, more affordable, more convenient. And the reason it came up, I do a live Q&A webinar every week with my clients. And the reason it came up was because one individual said that planning her meals out is helpful, but what happens to her is she routinely finds herself not wanting to eat what she planned to eat. Like, okay, Friday, I'm going to do salads. And then Friday comes and it's like, oh my God, that's the last thing in the world that I want to eat. And for her, what she was saying is, when she doesn't want to eat what she plans to eat, she then orders pizza or gets fast food and then feels crappy about the choice. And so she was asking me how I handle meal planning and meal prep. Because I can totally relate. If I said, okay, next Wednesday I'm going to do, you know, pork chops. And then Wednesday comes and I'm like, ugh, I don't want pork chops. That sounds gross. Or I don't want to cook or whatever else it is. I don't meal prep. And I was explaining on the Q&A, what I do is set myself up for success without boxing myself into a rigid structure that then I kind of want to fight against. What I make sure to do is have foods on hand that I love that love me back. And I personally go through phases. My cabbage salad bowl, I'll link to it in the show notes. It's become like famous with my Master's Club clients. Most of them really love it. My cabbage salad bowl is something that I'll have 3 to 5 days a week for a couple of months, and then I won't have it at all for like 3 or 4 months. So I know what kind of phase I'm in, what groove I'm in, what foods I'm really loving, and then I make sure that I have a couple of those. Usually it's not more than 2 or 3 meals on rotation, and I always make sure I'm prepared for those things. And then there's like meals out. I probably go out to eat a couple of times a week, whether it's with friends or, you know, whatever else. So the things for me right now that represent the phase I'm personally in right now from a vegetable standpoint, I always, always, always have cauliflower rice in the freezer. Right now, I always, always, always have spaghetti squash in the fridge and palmini in the pantry. If you haven't heard me talk about palmini, it looks like linguine, but it is not pasta. It is purely hearts of palm. That is a vegetable. I've done a recipe blog post. Again, there's a blog. Who knew? Primalpotential.com. You can find the recipe for that. But it's like a pasta alternative. Doesn't taste like pasta. It tastes more like a vegetable, but it functions a lot like pasta. So those are my veggie staples. I always make sure I have those. Then that's the convenience of Thrive Market. I get their meat boxes. This is something they added just a few months ago. You can get a seafood box, you can get a chicken box, you can get a mixed box, and I always have certain staples in the freezer. Chicken, steak, pork, always in the freezer because I used to keep more meat in the fridge and then I'd be like, crap, that went bad. Or, oh no, I have to eat it or it's going to go bad, but I didn't really want it. And it was just too complicated. So now when I wake up in the morning, I'll think about the protein I want to have later that day. And I'll either pull it out of the freezer and put it in the fridge, or depending on the time of the day, I might just toss it in the sink and let it thaw there if it's closer to dinner time. And I always make enough to have leftovers. So if you're thinking, okay, that's only one meal, yeah, but I always have leftovers from the night before for my midday meal. So I always have that on hand from Thrive. I don't have to worry about what's on sale at the grocery store. I'm getting super high quality, super affordable prices right to my door. I keep it in the freezer. It's always available to me. And then some of the staples that I have on hand are like coconut oil, the Nuco brand N-U-C-O coconut wraps. I also get those from Thrive Market. The Primal Kitchen salad dressings. They can be really expensive, but they're significantly discounted through Thrive Market. If I'm in a salad mode, which I'm not right now at all, then I'll use them for salads. But when I'm not in a salad mode, I still make sure to order them. I use them as marinades. There is a sesame ginger one from Primal Kitchen. Doesn't have the sugars and the crap ingredients that a lot of standard salad dressings use. And I will marinate chicken thighs in that and grill it. And it is absolutely amazing. So I keep those kind of staples in the house depending on the phase I'm in. Like the weather is turning here. I live in New England, so it's getting a little bit cooler. No doubt I'm going to move into a warmer foods phase like chili. I do beanless chilies with ground meat and lots of spices and canned tomatoes. So I will make sure that I amend my Thrive Market order to always have canned tomatoes on hand, that sort of thing, so that I have options. And the options are not things where I open up the fridge and I'm like, meh, nothing looks good. It's the things I love eating right now. For me, again, from a veggie standpoint, right now it's palmini. It is cauliflower rice. It is spaghetti squash. I love chicken thighs. I love steaks. I love ground pork. I'll get into the chili with either a blend of ground beef and ground turkey or ground pork and ground beef. Just depends on kind of what I have and what's thawed out and ready to go. Prepare yourself, right? And then also on the Q&A, somebody else said about meal prepping that they find it really overwhelming and they get anxious about it. Guys, it doesn't have to take a lot of time. And the idea of overwhelm comes from our perspective. So for me, I see it as, heck, this makes my life a whole lot easier. I don't take 5 minutes even to plan out meals, but I am prepared and I keep things on hand that I love that love me back. And I don't keep things on hand that I don't love or that don't love me back. So right now, you will not see Brussels sprouts in my refrigerator because I'm just not in the mood for them right now. But you also won't find protein bars or ice cream because when I'm scouring around for something to eat, I don't want to find things that don't love me back. So that is the practical application of why I felt like Thrive Market was such an important addition, because they have cut out the middleman. Not only is the stuff getting sent directly to your door, but without the middleman, their prices are anywhere from 20% to 50% less than what you would pay if you were buying on Amazon or at the grocery store. So if you haven't given them a try, go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. You'll save an extra 25% on that first order, and you'll get a free 30-day trial so you can maybe try out their meat boxes or something like that, see if it works for you. ThriveMarket.com/primalpotential for that extra savings. And since we talked a little bit about my approach with my clients, I want to let you guys know the wait list for the winter 12 weeks to transformation is now open. I will link to it in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/526, or you can go to primalpotential.com, hit work with me, and you'll see the place to jump on the wait list there. The fall group just kicked off, so registration will open for the winter group in December, which is just right around the corner, but will officially kick off in early January. So if you want more information, if you want to get your first shot to register, because I always open registration to the waitlist first, just go to primalpotential.com/526. You will find links to the things we talked about in today's episode, as well as the link to get on the waitlist for the winter 12 weeks to transformation. Make it a great day, guys, and really practice those three perspective shifts. Whichever one you think will make the biggest difference in your life, get to work practicing it. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.